Breakfast is on the ground floor, on the first floor where we come in. And then we'll leave tomorrow at 7:30 sharp, please. The earlier we get there, the better. The more time we get listening to Ping, just by ourselves, in that, particularly in that first fantastic pit.
We're going to the
pits.
Will
it be cooler there? It will be. It won't be 36 tomorrow morning, I don't think.
It's the way it sounds, 37 degrees, or about 36 degrees, about 97 Fahrenheit. We're in Xi'an right now, getting our instructions as we ride the bus to the hotel, just leaving the Xi'an airport. About a two-hour flight from Beijing. Boy, you can really see the smog. Both Xi'an and Beijing are very misty, hazy cities, and it's not the smog I'm used to, the yellow sulfur dioxide smog. It's a white smog without any perceptible odor, but it's definitely smog, and you can tell when you come up and over in the airplane up over the smog, you can really see it. And it's a little yellower here, I have to say.
Then in the afternoon we have both the Forest of Steles and the Mosque plan.
Our China guide is an Australian named Jamie. He's just a wonderful fellow who's a native of Australia, but lives in Beijing and has for some years, and speaks Chinese quite well, and certainly knows his way around. So he's been with us throughout the whole trip. He'll get us all the way up to the cruise ship on Saturday.
Tomorrow afternoon will be the Forest of Steles, and then hopefully the mosque, which we can get into. Tomorrow night, as I've told you, dinner is in the hotel, buffet. Choose any of the restaurants. When we get to the hotel, have a look at what they introduce, the restaurants, and we can work it out tomorrow on the bus and eat in whichever restaurants you like. Imperial will be paying for it.
I have to admit, I never thought I'd be traveling this way.
This,
but you come to appreciate it, especially when you come to a country like China or Egypt. I'm sure it's the same in India, where it really helps to have somebody on the ground who knows what they're doing, who speaks the language, who can work the bureaucracies.
Ni hao!
That's our new local guide named Ping.
Ping and Lee, our drivers Lee, we are so happy and honored to be young local guide and driver, so we wish you to have a very nice day here. Hope you understand my China Xi'an English. Can everyone hear me? Okay. Oh, good. So we are driving to the city, and this is an airport expressway. But if you look both sides later, you can see many birthmarks. We are able to see those birthmarks very soon. Because actually, this is not the Xi'an yet. So the airport is not located in Xi'an. That's why it will take us nearly about an hour from the airport to the city of Xi'an. Because we are in a different town, which is called Xianyang now. So have you ever heard of this name?
No.
Spelling is X-I-A-N for the first word. And the second word is Y-A-N-G, so about 45 kilometers west of Xi'an.
Well, I'm going to listen to the tour guide, and we'll see you, or booyah, later.
History.